Hi, this is Karen. Welcome to KPRO's Quick Start Tape, an introduction to TypeIt. TypeIt is a program that comes with the KPRO Business Pack. Its purpose is to get you using your computer immediately. There are no manuals to pour through because a complete explanation of the program is on the TypeIt disk itself. This tape will introduce the program to you and get you to jump right in and start using your computer, even if you know nothing about computers. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Well, give me a few moments of your time, and you'll be off and running. Oh, I might mention the joy of having a tape is you can stop it at any time and work at your own pace. This should be a pleasant as well as informative tape, so enjoy your introduction to TypeIt. To obtain the most from this tape, I suggest you have your computer ready and follow along with me as I guide you through the program. First of all, turn on your computer. Insert your TypeIt disk into the top drive, which is marked A. Make sure the label side is up. And be sure to close the door. There are two ways TypeIt may be brought to your screen. One way is the TypeIt program will automatically be loaded onto the screen once you've inserted the TypeIt disk into drive A and have shut the door. This is called an auto boot. If your copy of TypeIt does not auto boot, you'll have to use the other way to bring up TypeIt to your screen. You will see an A prompt, which is the A, the greater than sign, on a blank screen, and you must type in the word TypeIt and hit return. If you see only the A prompt, go ahead and type in the word TypeIt and hit return. Remember, no spaces between the letters. And by the way, it doesn't matter if you use capital or small letters. Okay, now that you're aware that there are two ways to call up TypeIt, let's get on with this lesson. Now that you've inserted TypeIt into drive A and your program was automatically loaded onto your screen, or you typed in the word TypeIt and hit return, a screen full of information will appear telling you all about the program TypeIt. Take a few moments and read the information that is now on your screen. Be sure to note the word important is flashing at you. This is the program's way to alert you that your printer must be plugged into an electrical outlet, connected to your computer, and both turned on. If you don't have your printer connected to the computer, the TypeIt program will not work. Therefore, follow the caution the flashing light is alerting you to. At this time, take all the time you need to read the information on your computer screen. There will be a total of three screenfuls of information. At the bottom of each screen, there will be the message, "Press Y to continue." Press the letter Y on your keyboard to bring up the next screenful of help information. The last one you will read ends with the message, "Press Return to select mode," or 1, 2, 3 to enter TypeIt. Do not select a mode just yet. Leave that screen of information there, and we'll select a mode together. Stop the tape now and return to it after you've read all three screens. Welcome back. Let me try to sum up quickly a few of the things you've just read. First, and most importantly, TypeIt offers you three modes of operation: half-screen mode, one-line mode, and direct mode. Half-screen mode is the most powerful mode. Should you choose this mode, you will have 11 lines of screen to put text on. You may correct mistakes before printing, and you may set tabs and margins. This mode is great for short memos and addressing envelopes. Let's choose the half-screen mode and do a short exercise to give you an example of how it works. Your computer should now be on the last screen full of information, and you should press the return key so you can choose the half-screen mode. Just enter the number 1 for the selection half-screen mode, and a help menu will appear on the top part of your screen. Take a few moments and let's look at it together. The main commands are on the left of the screen with their definition immediately to the right. Notice the little symbol in front of the Q. That is the symbol for the control key. It is called a caret. You must press the control key on your keyboard while you are pressing the letter Q. The same holds true for the other commands you see there. The numbers you see on the screen represent the settings for the tabs and margins. Let's change the margins. Press Ctrl-C because we want to change the margins. When you press Ctrl-C, you will get another screen full of choices. Take a moment and read your choices. Choose L for left margin. And lo and behold, another menu appears. Note the blinking cursor is prompting you for the new margin. Let's enter the number 10 and hit return. Notice the cursor is now blinking at the new margin. If you wanted to set the right margin, you would go through the same process choosing R for right and entering the column number where you wanted the right margin to be. You can do that on your own later. Type in the following and listen for the beep when you get close to the end of the line. The beep indicates to you that you only have 6 spaces left on that line, similar to the bell on a typewriter. Oh, in case you make a mistake or misspell a word, remember you can just hit the delete key and it will delete the character to the left of the cursor. Okay, type in the following. This is an exercise to show you how the program Typeit works. Let me repeat that for you. This is an exercise to show you how the program Typeit works. Remember, Typeit has no spaces in it because it is a file name. Okay, one more time. This is an exercise to show you how the program Typeit works. Now on the same line, type we are and hit the return key because there aren't enough spaces on that line for the next word. And on the next line, type presently in the half screen mode. This is great for memos. Okay, I'll read you again the sentences that you should have typed on the screen. This is an exercise to show you how the program Typeit works. We are presently in the half screen mode. This is great for memos. Got it? Good. To print all this out, all you have to do is press Ctrl-P, and this information on the screen will be printed out to your printer. Let's press Ctrl-P and print it out on your printer. Stop this tape while you are printing out. Super! I just want to say one more thing you can do while you're in this mode. Once you've printed out what's on the screen and you want to remain in this mode, but wish to type in different information, you can erase the text you have just typed in by pressing the control key together with the letter N. Control N clears the screen. Now, let's change our mode by hitting Control C and choosing M for mode. Let's choose the number 2 for one-line mode. Hit return after you type in the number 2. In the one-line mode, you may type one line of text and proofread and correct the text before it is printed. you may set tabs and margins. To print the text that's on the screen, you just press Return. This mode could be used for filling out forms. Let's set the tab just so you'll get some practice on how to do that. Press Ctrl-C for Change and choose T for Set Tab. At the blinking cursor, type in the number 15 and hit Return. Notice T appears on the ruler line at 15. Now, just hit the Tab key and the cursor should jump over to the tab setting of 15. Let's pretend this is a form and we need to type in the name of our business. Go ahead and type in the name of your business or a business that you know of. Remember, you can use the Delete key if you make a mistake. Once you've proofread it, just hit Return, and what is on the screen will be printed out. Great! Now let's change our mode by pressing Ctrl-C and choosing M for Mode. And at the blinking cursor, type in the number 3 for Direct Mode and hit Return. Take a few moments to read the information on the screen. Okay, ready? Let's try out some of the things we can do in this direct mode. Press the down arrow key and notice the paper in the printer moves up. Okay, now press the up arrow key and you'll see the paper moves down. Let's move the print head to the right by hitting the right arrow key 4 times. The head should move over accordingly. The left arrow key works in the same manner. Let's type in our name and then today's date so you will get the feel of the direct mode. Go ahead and stop the tape while you experiment with direct mode. Well, what do you think of Type It so far? Fun, isn't it? Here are a few things I want to point out to you. On each menu, if you look at the top far left-hand corner, you'll see Help, ESC Key. This is referred to as Online Help. To obtain help while in the program Type It, press the key marked ESC, which is on your keyboard, and it stands for Escape. This will bring up a Help menu. Select the item which you need help on by entering the corresponding letter and pressing Return. The Help menu will be replaced by Help text on the item that you selected. Let's try it out. At this time, you should still be in the direct mode since that's the last mode we were discussing. You can, however, be in any mode to get help. Press the key on your keyboard marked ESC. And take a moment to read the information in the top right portion of the menu. Let's choose Q and take a moment to read the information regarding Q. So now type Q. Note the flashing message. Press any key to leave help. Let's press any key now and leave help. At this time, it would be a good idea to press Escape again and go through the different choices so you'll be more familiar with the online help function. Just stop the tape while you experiment. I'll be here when you return with a few more comments on Type It. Welcome back. Are you feeling pretty good about your ability with this program? How about with computers in general? I sure hope so. You're doing great. Now for a little information on Type It. There are two ways to exit any mode of operation. Number one, change the mode by pressing Ctrl-C, then M for mode, and then selecting a mode, 1, 2, or 3. Number two, press Ctrl-Q to quit Type It and return to the operating system. You'll know you are there when you see a blank screen except for the symbol A, 0, and the greater than sign. This is called the A prompt for those of you out there who wish to know a little computer jargon. Here's one last bit of information that may save you from panicking and thinking your computer doesn't work properly at the A prompt. If you should happen to misspell type it or put in any spaces between the letters, you can correct the error by hitting the backspace key. The delete key, which you used in the type it program, does not function in the same way when you are at the A prompt. So, to avoid confusion, use the backspace key to delete characters when you are at the A prompt. Don't worry if you make a mistake at the A prompt. Just hit the backspace key, and the error will be erased. TypeIt is a great little program for the novice because you can jump right in and make your computer do things, and it is a great time saver for the more experienced computer user. I suggest you rewind the tape and play the lesson one more time. Then you'll really be a computer whiz with TypeIt. Enjoy yourself.